Let's go on to song number two for your Song of the Soul, Rod. What's the next step in your spiritual message?
Actually, the title track for my latest CD, Higher Self, the song Higher Self for me, which was a bit more in-depth as to what I'm saying. On the album cover, there are listed in the backdrop positive and negative attributes. Positive in the upper light blue color and negative in the bottom orange. Positive attributes being exploration, cooperation, integrity, personal effectiveness, creativity, higher service, world soul, and enlightenment. The negative attributes are self-assertion, anger, greed, fear, despair, apathy, shame, and depersonalization. Higher self is mainly about operating within the positive or higher attributes and maintaining an awareness which the negative attributes serve to remind us.
You know, as you read that list, it does not sound to me like a Methodist sermon. Now, I'm Quaker, and so when I see passages like the quiet breath of life through meaningless strife, that makes sense to me as a Quaker, but I don't think of Methodists that way. And all those attributes you talked about, I'm just guessing your spiritual community is not the same Methodist community you grew up in.
No, it isn't. Actually, I'm not officially a member yet, but I do attend the local Unitarian Universalist Church in St. Paul, which my fiance is a member. I do appreciate many of their principles, but it's also not based on Unitarianism either. I think it's something that's very universal, mind you, as far as a living practice of being.
Well, let's share the song with our listeners. The song is Higher Self, and hopefully this can be an aid to a peek in that direction. It's by my Song of the Soul guest today, Rod Kinney.
Like pollen in the wind, it carries a seed to nourish a need by bringing some hope to every.